there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and you know, we're still in kind of vacation mode here at the big show because, you know, we just celebrate our 10-year anniversary celebration with the listeners on the Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, and the Turks and Caicos. Abby and Single Scott are in the studio. They were on the boat with us last week as well. And we're reminiscing on some of the adventures that we had on the boat that
Boy,
we weren't able to cover.
Boy, was it fun. I tell you what, I had such a great time.
I'll tell you what, though, Bill.
It's almost like being there.
Yeah, when you listen to the show, Bill, I got to say, because we have a great example of
color-colored memories of the way we dove.
That's nice, Abby. Very nice.
Good stuff. I'm multi-talented.
Yeah. So, but I'm wondering, Bill, since you weren't there on the boat, but you got to listen to the show that we recorded on the boat to kind of give people an idea of what was going on, do you think the fun atmosphere, the great time that we had on board came across?
I thought that the only way that it seemed to me that the thing which it didn't do, which I think would have made it better for everyone, is if I'd have been there. I mean, I really felt that if I was there, things would have been, I mean, we would have been able to kick it up that notch, which things hadn't gone up until that point.
Actually, there was that time we were sitting on the top of the boat where I say, you know, it'd really be nice if Bill was here, too.
Yeah, we were having cocktails.
And... Oh, wait a minute. That was Nikki. I was talking about Nikki.
So what Bill's really saying is listening to the show was like salt in the wound. Because he wasn't there.
And that's really
like
what...
sea salt.
Let me tell you how salty it was. I was alone in the studio playing a tape. By myself, of other people enjoying themselves. There's really nothing that could have possibly made it better.
All right.
Nothing. Well, it was really putting it into the same week as the week that my wife decided that getting divorced would be a good idea. It is on par with that level in my life. Thank you, Greg, for bringing that up.
Well... Gosh, anything I can do to brighten your day, it's a good day for me, I guess.
I feel guilty now.
Yeah. I don't feel anything.
It wasn't that fun.
I feel nothing. That's
I mean,
weird,
I almost feel guilty gloating about the amazing diving and, you know, phenomenal accommodations and, you know, just 5-star.
And then I just realized.
It almost makes me feel bad.
Why would I feel guilty? Exactly. Yeah, anyway, you know, some of the things we wanted to cover that we didn't get to last week. You know, Single Scott's in the studio today. Now, Scott has become a good friend of the show since our trip in Saba. That's where I met him, and he was on the boat. He had been spending, I think it was the third week or something.
Yeah, something like that.
When we ran into him on the Explorer Ventures live aboard in Saba, and just ended up diving with him, getting to know him. And he said, look, yeah, I'm on the boat here by myself, and I got divorced a few months ago, and I'm looking for love.
That's right.
I'm trying to find somebody to just travel the world with me and be a dive buddy, that kind of thing. And I've been meeting some really cool people, but I'd like to meet someone special maybe. And
was he asking you?
Was he asking you?
I don't think so. You weren't.
Okay.
Right?
No.
I was begging
for help.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, special is one of the words that we use to describe, but it's like wearing a helmet special.
But I'll tell you.
That kind of special.
But I'll tell you, when he started telling me his story, I was thinking, okay, God, travel the world? Let me think about this. Guy's loaded. Okay. But no. But we started talking and saying, hey, look, you know, we got this little radio show. It's about diving. He's a diver. He wants a dive buddy to go do some of these trips with him. Maybe we could help. And so we started talking about it, and we've talked to a few folks. Actually, Abby and some of the other folks that we've run into that do the mermaid stuff live in, they live in
proximity to Scott. Yeah,
Scott lives in that same general vicinity over west coast of Florida.
Yeah, and when you take a look at the folks on Scuba Radio, Greg and I, we married so out of our league, we are the people to ask to find you women, because we are so out of our league.
Okay. I can't say
maybe
anything.
Maybe I could marry
right
out of my league. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, well,
you're
if Greg can, anyone can.
I'm not going to say anything because I'll just get myself in trouble.
Don't say anything.
So you took it one step further since right before we went to the Turks and Caicos. You actually created a website.
Right.
SingleScott.com.
That's it.
And now you actually have the whole website set up where people can go there and see what you're looking for and learn a little bit about you. And if you're interested in maybe joining Scott on a dive trip or something.
What happened is you were nice enough to give out my email address, and I got some emails.
Right.
Most of them were, send me a picture, tell me more about yourself, that kind of thing.
Right.
So to make it easier,
less intrusive.
That's right. I created not a fancy website, but a little website with some pictures and a little bio and a little tell me about yourself if you're interested, and at singlescott.com.
There you go. So go to singlescott.com. What?
I said log on now.
I'll be home in about 4 hours, so.
That's right. But you can go there and check out information about Scott. Where are you off to next? Do you got any trips scheduled?
I was supposed to go skiing next month, or this month, actually, and I don't think I'm going to make that trip, but I'm going to go down to the Keys in March.
Yeah?
And then I think I'm going to do 2 weeks on the Explorer 2 out of St. Martin, Explorer Ventures, in April.
Nice. Yeah. The Save itinerary.
Yes, I like that one.
Yeah. That's nice.
So does that mean that I don't have to keep squatting on what I really thought you were going to go for a website, which was single, lonely, sitting at home, waiting for your call? Scott.com.
That would have been plan B.
Okay. Because I'm sitting on that. I'm willing to sell that to you for $2,000 if you want. I'm sitting on that one. I registered that one.
I mean, you know, the thing is, it's not, you know, the guy's just looking for a dive buddy. I think, God bless him, you know, it's not like he's desperate or anything. It's just that he travels the world, and, you know, he's in that time of his life where he has the means to do so.
Well, can I make a comment about Scott?
Yes.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe.
Get ready to edit this. No, Scott may be single, but he is definitely not at home sitting around doing nothing. Scott is an adventurer. He's out there. He's seeing the world.
Yeah.
He's doing things that I envy. I only wish I could do. So, I mean, single Scott should be, you know, single adventurous, amazing, interesting Scott.com. But that's just a lot
to
type in.
That's plan C. Yeah.
Hey, if I was single and I was a girl, I would date him. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I just went to Scott's home today.
Yeah.
Saw his home.
Mm-hmm.
Saw, you know, what Scott's about. And he knows how to live. I'll
saw
tell
the
you
dogs.
That much, ladies.
Saw the big dog.
I saw his amazing, beautiful show dog and his other smaller dog that is also very cute and lovable.
Yeah.
But it's just a very warm, inviting home. Very nice, well-kept, ladies. And it's warm, inviting, and well-kept, just like Scott. At singlescott.com.
Okay. Well, there you go. Go to singlescott.com.
But I mean that. I really do like Scott. He's a great guy.
He is. He's a good guy. He's become a nice friend of the show. And like I said, we joke around a lot about it. But, you know, why not? You know, I mean, people are always looking to get together with someone that has, you know, common passion for the underwater world. Here's your opportunity if you find yourself, in that position or in that situation in your life where you're single and you're looking for a dive buddy that might even buy you a drink or two and travel the world with you and stuff. Here's your opportunity. You know? I mean, there's whole websites dedicated to this kind of stuff. This is one specific instance where we happen to know the guy and thinks that he has a pretty
no
cool
criminal
thing
history, no
that we're aware of.
Well, he's never been convicted. And I think that's important. Never been convicted.
Yes. Yeah. So he has a better resume than us.
Well, that's true.
So we'll leave it at that. Singlescott.com. And you know, I'm sure you're going to join us on another trip or two, maybe, huh?
Oh, I hope so.
You know, I'm actually, you're planning to do the Sabre trip. It looks like I'm talking to Explorer Ventures right now about possibly doing their Bahamas Dolphin Adventure August.
Abby and I were talking about.
Have you done that one?
No, but Abby was telling me about it. I didn't know really anything about it other than it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's relatively new that they're offering this.
I have not done the Bahamas boat, and I want
to
do that one.
You should probably talk to some of these people from Explorer Ventures. You'd probably like some of their cruises. You'd probably go on one or two of them, and you'd probably start to develop some sort of affection for the folks.
Yeah. Well, you know, Captain Fergie was at my house last few days. Who's the captain?
From the Black Eyed Peas?
And he flew in for some hockey games, and we partied a little bit, and he's just getting on the boat right now in St. Kitts.
Nice.
Oh, you're like on a first-name basis with everybody.
Yeah, well, Fergie, he was our captain when I was down there in Saba. The guy is a great captain. He's an awful driver.
He wanted to drive the Corvette while he was here. I was like, no way.
That's a long story, and we'll leave it at that. Okay.
He's good piloting a boat but driving a car. Bad idea. Okay.
I don't know. Well, he's scary.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. By the way, you know, in a couple of weeks, we're all going together. Well, Scott's not, but Abby's joining us and some of the other crew to go to Our World Underwater in Chicago. Pat Hammer's on the line, and he is the man behind this fine event in the Midwest and has assured me that they're working through all the weather right now. And by the time we get there, it's supposed to be like 70 degrees.
Not quite 70. Come on.
No, okay. Inside it'll be 70, though, right?
I only signed the contract for 70 and above. So.
And that's inside.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to negotiate that.
Right now we're moving the 2 feet of snow out of the way so you can have a good time here.
All right. Well, see, just think of the photo op. If we put the mermaids out in like a foot of snow in Chicago, that would be a great photo.
You know, nothing says classy like a blue mermaid. Loses all circulation.
Yeah.
It's called a Smurf maid.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Oh, it's been cold. Man, it has been cold.
But, you know, I know the Our World Underwater is coming together fine. You guys have filled it up or something, you were telling me the other day, or real close to selling it out or something, what?
We're sold out. We've got people waiting for booths in case somebody cancels. 235 booths.
Wow.
So it's great.
Yeah, you know, last couple of years, I went up there for the show, and I'm just blown away by the enthusiasm you see from all the divers in the area that come out to this event. And you just go, my God, you guys are hardcore.
Well, now, this is February in Chicago.
I know. That's what
I'm
talking
imagine,
about.
Can you imagine, if you lived someplace like Chicago, and it's February, and you think, winter's never going to end. I'm going to think about something else.
Yeah.
I will think about something completely different. Winter is never going to end.
Thinking warm thoughts.
We help those dreams come true because they can come and they feel warm. It looks great. People are in Hawaiian shirts having a great time, and they can book a trip and get out of here.
That's true. The number one dive site in Chicago, O'Hara International Airport. And you know, but it is. They're great folks, and I really look forward to coming up there and kicking it up a notch this year because we're bringing at least two or three mermaids with us. Which will be a first for the Chicagoland area. I don't know if they'll ever be the same, Pat. What do you think?
They'll be nice. Hey, we got that pool at 80 degrees for them, okay?
All right. Oh, we're going to put them in a pool. No, I'm telling you. Forget the pool. Let's put them out in the snow. I haven't got a
snorkel in a funnel.
Yeah, snorkel in a funnel.
Those city folks are going to think they're hallucinating.
All right. Yeah. Hey, he's got a dive shop down in South Florida and Chicago. We're going to talk about it next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I'm a friend in a lonely place where the whiskey drowns and the beer takes my food away. But I'll be okay.
All right, we have plenty of friends in low places when we're scuba diving, even if they're in Chicago and it's, well, it's, there is no degree. There's no temperature. And there's like a foot plus of snow, but God bless them, they still like to dive. Pat Hammer is our guest on Scuba Radio. He is the man behind Our World Underwater. Nice little dive event we've been talking about. We'll be there in a couple weeks. February 15th, right? Friday is when it kicks off?
Yeah, Friday at 5 o'clock we kick off.
And then Saturday from 2 to 4 their time, we will be broadcasting Scuba Radio live from the show floor with the mermaids and I don't know, John Chatterton, Pat, God knows who else will join. It's a star-studded event every year, and I can't wait for that. But we got to talk a little bit about your diving opportunities that you have in other parts of the country. Not only do you have your dive operation Scuba Emporium there in Chicagoland area, but you have this new operation down in South Florida, right?
Oh, yeah, in Lauderdale. It's working out great.
And you have a boat down there. You've been getting down there and diving off your off the Hammer Time. Is that the name of it, right?
You got the name right, the Hammer Time.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Have you been down?
I've been having some great dives down there. We've had a lot of fun the last 2 months.
Have you been getting off, getting out of Chicago lately and getting down there to do some diving yourself? Or are you planning for the show too much?
Well, I haven't been able to go down there in January because we're too busy with the show.
Right.
And everybody keeps asking, how come you're in Chicago? I said, because of the show.
Right.
But other than that, I would be down there right now with all of you.
Well, there you go. You got to take care of business. Then right after the show, you're probably coming down here to do a little Hammer Time on your own, right?
I'm hoping so. You bet.
Absolutely.
He's going to bring down the hammer.
That's right. Pat Hammer bringing down the hammer on the Hammer Time.
So, well, Fort Lauderdale area is such a nice place to go. Just the atmosphere, it's fun, great places to go out. And then the reefs, we got about 25 locations we go to. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's very underrated, I think, in Florida. Fort Lauderdale, a lot of people, like in Orlando, where we're based out of, will go down to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach area, or they'll go down to the Keys, and they'll bypass that whole South Florida area. And I think it's some of the best diving in the entire state.
Oh, my gosh, I agree with you 100%.
Well, I was just saying, not to mention that in between the dives, you have quite a bit to entertain yourself on the surface.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Fort Lauderdale, if you know what I mean. So it's good stuff all the way around. And it's Scuba Emporium Florida, or scubaemporium.com on the web. And
right.
Isn't that right? And then you have the location for Chicago and, of course, Scuba Emporium Florida. So you can get information on the boat times, what you guys offer, equipment, all kinds of good stuff, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Good
shut
stuff.
It off.
All right, cool. Well, Pat, we look forward to joining you there in a couple weeks. So warm it up there for us, okay?
I'm doing my best, trust me. I'll do that.
Yeah, right. Work that out for us, Pat.
We'll have a great time.
We will indeed. All right, Pat, take care, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Once again, scubaemporium.com, ourworldunderwater.com as well on the web for the big show there in a couple weeks. And if you're in the Midwest and anywhere near the area, come on out, join us. Like I said, we're going to broadcast live from the show floor. And last couple of years have just been so much fun. And this year, we're definitely kicking it up a notch. Because Mermaid Abby's joining us. We got Nikki and another friend or two.
We're going to have some special guests there.
Yeah.
Couple mermaid surprises. If you listen to our New Year's show, you'll be excited to listen and see who joins us.
Yeah.
This is an important message from the American Surgeon General to everyone in Chicago.
Oh, great.
It will be cold. There will be mermaids. Wear eye protection. And enough said, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for massive glares.
Ouch. Ouch. Bring your cameras and eye protection, as Bill says. That's just bad.
That's not me. That's the Surgeon General. I'm just letting you know the Surgeon General's concerned about America's vision.
Yes.
What is more bright, the snow on the ground in Chicago or Mermaid Abby's bum? Is that what you're implying there, Bill?
No, I don't think so, but now you brought that up, it'd probably be a safer place to go. But regardless... Neil Watson's going to join us. Matter of fact, he just got back from a liveaboard in the Bahamas on the AquaCat. We got to get a report from him. And Captain Cocktail, believe it or not, Jeff, our friend down in South Florida, Captain Cocktail is 50 years old today. And he doesn't know this.
Wow. Well, he should know it.
He doesn't know he's old or older.
He doesn't know we know.
Oh.
Looking at him, you'd think he's at least 60.
Exactly.
So we
have to call him up and harass him. That's all coming up on the big show today. And you know, we got to talk more about our trip. There's some other things that happened on the boat while we were diving that we need to share with the world, don't we, Abby?
There's some things we want to think about.
What could they be?
I'll remind you during the break, and we'll discuss how we can handle this on the air, okay?
It'll be interesting.
Fair enough.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled, not expensive, rustic, real. A full-service resort. Friendly, really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. And a little thing I want to throw out there, a little props out to some of our listeners. You know, last week we had Battle of the Scuba Radio Superfans on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, Aaron Turks and Caicos, and Clint, Kevin, and who am I forgetting there?
Superfan?
Gary, right? It was Gary.
I think it was Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Those three battled it out. And our little on-air competition. And obviously everybody can't join us on one of these adventures or couldn't join us last week on that. However, I did get an email from Mycroft from the Scuba Radio chat room that alerted me to the latest Dive Training Magazine, February 08. And then on page 44, you will see him going over a dive computer and then one of our other Scuba Radio chatters on page 50. I think Diving Chief or something. I believe it's Diving Chief.
Diving Chief.
Yeah. They're actually in the magazine, pictures of them. Now, Mycroft, you can't see that well. But it is him. I recognize him. And I just want to give him props. I guess they're in the latest dive training. God bless them. Mark that one off the list, guys.
Yes.
And we're in there, too, I think, aren't we?
Do you get a plug in there?
Yeah, they usually put a little ad for Scuba Radio and Dive Training. It's a great magazine. I really think it's the best magazine.
There's some good information in there.
Good information for sure, and we thank them for that. But you know, we're always trying to share the joy, and I think the reason they're in the magazine is because they're spotlighting readers and things like that.
People that read.
No, divers. You know.
Oh, I understand.
People. Yeah.
Okay.
And Big Wave Dave does that. On a
Big Wave Dave
basis.
Reads as well, I've heard.
They've changed the Scuba Tour pool name. It's now the Bia Diver Pool, and Big Wave Dave is going to explain what that means if you can't figure it out by the title.
Well, you know it is, Greg. We got it's kind of a new name, same idea.
All right, hold on.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Make yourselves comfortable. Prepare to witness a man brought to the very edge of madness.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
I think he's already there.
And with the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
I'm a warning, you stranger.
Cool, clear water.
Yeah, we like that when we're diving. And sometimes, you know, you go to the water, and sometimes the water comes to you. And that's what Big Wave Dave does with the Be a Diver Pool. It's now called that. It was the Scuba Tour Pool. They changed the name. And I sorry about that, Dave. I went to you at a bad time, right up against the break, and I had to kind of cut you off. So let's try this again.
Well, I just hope you don't play in your dives like that, you know?
Yeah, well, hey.
No, really, yeah, we got the B-Diver Pool, which is a whole new program from DEMA. You know, we're trying to relaunch some things, be a diver, because, you know, we all want to be adventurous, be amazed, and be a diver.
We do. It makes us, it sounds impressive.
Well, and that's what we're trying to do.
Exactly. So, you know, this whole campaign, the Be a Diver campaign, they've kind of taken the Scuba Tour Pool in under its little umbrella, so now they're going to call it the Be a Diver Pool, and you're going to travel the country, or I should say your buddy. You got a new partner in crime that's going to kind of head up things at some of the events now, right?
That's correct. With a whole new program, we're launching into getting database management. And so I'm becoming the new retail specialist in consulting. So we've got a new guy, Jeff, on the road with a tour. In fact, you'll still see me once in a while doing some TV interviews and, you know, making my show at the different, my face show up at the different shows.
That's right. You're going to join us in Chicago, right?
Correct. In fact, this coming weekend, we'll be out in L.A. Then we head into Chicago. I'll be there for the weekend. We're doing a career day out there to get a bunch of high school students interested in diving.
Got you. And by the way, we got a couple mermaids we may want to throw in there in between some of those things, too. Will that work, you think?
I'm sure we can find some time in the pool. You know, it's nice and warm.
Yes. Well, they're going to need to be warm because we're going to throw them out in the snow for a photo shoot, and then we want to put them in the pool. See what happens.
Put it this way, today I'm looking out my window, and so far we got about 5 inches since last night.
Well, there you go.
I just can't wait. You have no idea, fellas. I'm looking forward to it.
And what are you doing in L.A.? What's going on in L.A. next weekend?
We got the L.A. Times / Travel Adventure Show going on at the Long Beach Convention Center. We've got some local dive stores coming to help us. We've got some media time set up on the local Fox Network to promote the Be a Diver program.
Excellent. And you can go to, is it beadiver.com? Is that where all the info is now?
Just as you say that, the beadiver.com got launched on the 31st. So you click on that, and then you can go to the Be a Diver Pool. And that will bring up our schedule, so some of the pictures and our sponsors.
And that's a great place to start, by the way. If you're a diver and you have somebody that might be interested in scuba diving, that is an excellent resource to start. Just go to beadiver.com, find out about the Scuba Tour Pool. And the whole aspect of being a diver, period, which is all about, what is it, adventure, what?
It's be adventurous, be amazed, be a diver. Yeah, the beadiver.com, you can do a retailer member search, so plug in your zip code. You can find the closest stores to your house, so you get to be a diver.
I like it. All right, I'm going to learn that. Be adventurous, be a diver, be, oh, man.
Be adventurous, be amazed, be a diver.
Yeah, it's the two A's, you know. Sometimes I goof up and reverse them, but, hey, we want to be adventurous and be amazed.
Be adventurous, be amazed, be a diver. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it eventually. And I'm going to share the joy.
With a quick tutorial, you'll have it before we get to Chicago.
There you go. Beadiver.com. More coming up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Welcome back to the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got back from our trip in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures. We got a few more comments about that before we close out the show today. However, Neil Watson is on the line. He was on the AquaCat the same week we were in the Turks and Caicos. He was in the Bahamas diving with pigs. And I don't mean his dive buddies. It was likely they were real pigs. And Staniel Key, the Bahamas. And Neil has a report on how things went. Did you see the pigs, Neil?
Greg, we saw the pigs. As a matter of fact, the one that we fought over last year was still there. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, the one we fought over. Oh, boy. There were things you're supposed to keep off the air, Neil. Come on.
I've never heard a pig considered gorgeous before.
Hey, honey. You haven't spent that much time in the Bahamas.
That's right. Spend time in the islands.
It was a typical Slade experience. I mean, you know, we hit it just absolutely perfect, and you guys did too, I know, because the weather wasn't that great before or after the trip. But that week it was just absolutely perfect. We had incredible diving. You know, we did the Exumas, went down and did the swimming pigs, came up and actually did some dives off of my new franchise operation up Cape Eleuthera. Went in and did some iguana things, and no, it was absolutely great. Next year, we've already planned the trip for next year. We're talking them into reposition in the boat down off Georgetown, and we're going to do a special itinerary and leave out of Georgetown and do Conception Island, which is just absolutely incredible. It's probably the best diving in the southern Bahamas. Conception, Rum Cay, San Sal, and then bring the boat back up through the Exuma chain, do the pigs, the sharks, and come back into Nassau. So this is going to be like a sellout trip, and you got to get on this one, Greg.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, and, of course, nine months after Neil Watson goes to Conception Island, there's always a little something special for the diving community.
Oh, boy.
Must be romantic.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, by the way, you mentioned, you know, that part of the Bahamas, Neil. I'm actually looking at another liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures that I'm looking to do that they're going to do wild dolphins. And I think they mentioned some of those islands on the itinerary, on one of the itineraries where they go and search for wild dolphins. Do you know how that works over there with the pods of dolphins and where they rotate through in the islands?
You know, normally the wild dolphins in the Bahamas is up north of Grand Bahama.
Okay, well, what about like off of Bimini and stuff? Is that where you were talking or no?
There's some off Bimini, you know, that Bill and Natalie do.
Right.
But up past West End, north of West End, between West End, Grand Bahama and Walker's Cay, there's some pods out there, spotted dolphins, that hang near year round, and they've had great experiences. A couple of living boards run trips up there, so that's probably where it's at. But maybe there's something down in the southern Bahamas too.
Well, one of the itineraries mentioned, or a couple of them mentioned, Staniel Key,
and so.
Yeah, and I was thinking, wait a minute, I didn't think the dolphins were down that way, but I could have read something wrong. I just got the information yesterday, and I'm kind of mulling all over it. But you're not aware of any wild dolphins in that part of the Bahamas that are consistent like they are in the northern part, are you, or are you?
You're sure they didn't mix up those that pot of swimming pigs with dolphins?
Oh, that's true. It could have just been a good bottle of rum. You know? Yeah, I thought they had tails. It could have been hooves. I can't really tell. I was a little sloshed at the time, but I don't know. I'm willing to go explore and find out for myself.
Cool, man. So are we going to see you up in the cold north in Chicago?
Absolutely. We just talked to Pat Hammer, so we're going to join forces up there in a couple weeks. You'll be one of those surprise guests that we were mentioning earlier, right? You're going to join us for those festivities, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm there.
Can I say that I'm not going to attend the Chicago Dive Show if I don't get to see Neil Watson?
Well,
period.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
That's
my
prerequisite.
You know.
So, Neil, you have to come hang out with the Scuba Radio crew.
Honey, I'm there. No problem.
All right. We'll make it happen.
I like to hear, Neil. That's what I like to hear.
All right, Neil. Well, take care, buddy. Enjoy your Super Bowl weekend, my friend.
Okay, man. Same to you.
Okay.
Take care.
NeilWatson.com. Check it out, N-E-A-L, Watson.com, hardest working man in the dive industry. He's all over the Bahamas, Chicago. I think he was actually in Atlanta when we talked to him today. A little hard on the phone today, but what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, that's true. I got to tell you, you may want to go to Chicago to see Neil Watson. Do not go to Conception Island. I mean, just don't.
Unless you want to
I was almost pregnant. I mean, that's how close it was.
Ooh, just thinking of it.
Yeah. And I was on the boat the week after Neil. I mean, it is rough. You want to be careful.
Yeah.
He's a very potent individual.
He is. Yeah, you know, what, just talking about it, what did you say? Your breasts got tender? What?
A little tender.
Wow.
A little tender.
Scary.
I just like touching them just to check to see if they are
don't
tender.
Don't do that. Please. Please don't do
that's
that.
That's more information.
Wow. Wowzers.
All right. So, you know, look, there are a couple things we want to talk about for our trip that we haven't mentioned yet. There was a couple video segments that will show up on the website soon, at least as soon as I can get to them and edit them accordingly. However, we filmed two segments on the boat that featured Mermaid Abby and Denise, and we called them or titled them the Scuba Radio Mermaid Alarm Clock. And the alarm clock was the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Conch.
And I titled those two segments "I Hate You Guys."
I think
that's my title.
I think you said that a few times actually on tape.
Possibly. Yeah.
Interspersed with a few expletives that have to be edited for public consumption. So as soon as they are edited, it will be interesting to see how it works.
It was interesting, yes.
Yeah, because we got some interesting footage.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm interested to see that footage myself. Because, I mean, you know, I was partially asleep when that happened.
So you're saying you don't remember what happened?
I have very little recollection. And Denise might even have less recollection.
Yeah, I would say you're right.
And in case you're wondering, you called and asked me what word could be used in the dubbing. Carl Sandburg, I think, might fit in to those lip movements.
All right, that'll work.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
I'll tell you what, if there were a microphone on during our commercial break sometimes, we'd be in so much trouble. Just not good, but it's funny, just the same. Abby, Scott, from the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the studio, once again, thanks to Explore Ventures for an awesome adventure. We're going to do it again. Once again, I think my next one, I think I'm going to do one actually before September, but we are right now, I'm scheduling a dolphin adventure in the Bahamas. It looks like it's going to be September, October time frame.
Oh, maybe I could take someone.
Maybe
by then.
I could fit it in.
And hopefully we'll have that in place, or at least scheduled and you know, locked down in time for the Chicago Dive Show. That's our, at least that's the plan. And then, of course, we'll let everybody know. And if you want to join us, you might be able to do that as well if they have spots left. And we'll take it from there. Now, what, Bill, you want to go?
Well, I would like to go. Yes, I would like to go. Yes, in case, let me just throw this out there. On the off chance that it is unclear as to whether or not I would like to go on a live aboard dive trip for a week, my bag is packed. My bag is packed, and in fact, I threw it in the back of your truck. So, I mean, I am totally ready. If you tell me that someone canceled while you're on the boat, I will have myself airmailed where you're going to be.
Well,
I am very ready.
Well, the problem is with that next trip, this won't be like a group trip. This will be one that I actually tag along on with the folks from Explore Ventures.
In other words, you're staying home, Bill. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They may have only one spot left, and I'll take it. And sorry,
I bought spare gear just so I'd have it for this trip. So it's not like I have to unpack. I just have to check and make sure all the seals are still good.
Well, I'll keep it in
mind. But
it's
been a while, so I do need to check.
All right.
Got to make sure that mask will still fit on my face.
I actually see teardrops forming out of the corners of Bill's eyes, Greg.
Do you?
You're constantly disappointing Bill.
Well, he gets to hear about it.
I mean,
and that's,
you know,
almost,
I'm glad you're taking
like
me instead
there.
Of Bill. Whatever.
Yeah, Bill doesn't want to go.
All right. Well,
did you want to call Jeff? Did you want to call Jeff and leave a message, a happy birthday message for him?
Let me do it off the air because I'll have to.
I was going to sing to him.
Okay, we'll do it.
Why don't we just give out his number and everyone can call?
Okay. Bye, bye, bye. Captain Cocktail. Now, our friend Jeff Tarogue, South Florida Diving Headquarters, turning 50 yesterday or today. We're not sure, but we're going to find. Actually, 1-800-771-DIVE. Call him up and wish him happy birthday. 1-800-771-DIVE. And tell them you got the number from someone else, not us. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.